Well, happy 4th of July weekend, everyone. What a joy and a privilege it is that we get to celebrate our Independence Day on Tuesday. And I'm sure you all have plans. You're all planning to be with family, friends, and do fun things on the 4th of July. My family always goes to Naperville for a parade. And, you know, we just hang out afterwards. We have food. We have fun. Just a really good time together. It's a lot of good family time. And it's a very fun thing that we do every year. And one of the most iconic ways that people celebrate the 4th of July all around the country is with, of course, fireworks. Everyone loves fireworks. We love the colors, we love the explosions, the sounds, the shakes. Everything about fireworks is attractive to us, and we like to do that. And I was thinking about fireworks and looking forward to them this year. I started to wonder or kind of think about what fireworks are meant to remind us of. What are we really doing when we're watching fireworks? And I came up with two things. And the first is that when we see fireworks, we're meant to recognize our own freedom, right? We're meant to recognize the freedom that we have in this country, that we are not subject to tyranny. We're able to worship in the ways that we want. We're able to live in the ways that we want. And we're meant to see fireworks as a symbol of celebration. We're meant to celebrate this fact that we live in freedom. But secondly, and more importantly, I think, when we see these fireworks, we're meant to remember all that it took to gain this freedom. We're meant to remember all of the effort, all of the fighting, all of the sacrifice that it took to win this freedom for us. This freedom that we have was not free. And we're meant to recognize all that it took to win that freedom. So how beautiful it is as Americans that we have this day every year where we forget everything else and we spend the day remembering the freedoms that we have and all that it took to gain that freedom. And so I was thinking about all of this, and then I thought about another symbol that we have in our lives that's also meant to remind us of our freedom. This is a symbol we see often, probably daily, if you have it in your home. If you don't have it in your home, you should. But at least every week, when we come to church, we see this symbol. And the symbol that I'm talking about is the crucifix. The crucifix, like fireworks, should remind us of our freedom. And again, we should first of all recognize that the crucifix is a sign of celebration. We're meant to see it and recognize the freedom that Jesus won for us. And it makes us happy because we now live in this time where we can enjoy the freedom from sin, the freedom from death that Jesus won for us through his sacrifice. But again, more importantly, I think when we see the crucifix, we're meant to remember all that it took for us to now be able to live in the freedom that we enjoy. You see, before Jesus came, the gates of heaven were no longer open. Through that first sin, that original sin of Adam and Eve, sin and death entered the world, and the gates of heaven were no longer open. People were subject to sin and subject to death because of that original sin. And even those righteous people weren't able to make it to heaven yet. They didn't go to hell when they died, but they had to wait. They had to wait for Jesus to sacrifice himself so that our debt would be paid and so that the gates of the heavenly kingdom would be reopened. And so now, as Christians, we no longer fear death. We no longer fear sin. Why? Because Jesus has won this freedom for us through his sacrifice. As St. Paul puts it, we are now able to live in the freedom of the sons of God. When we see a crucifix, we're meant to recognize that we are sons, we are daughters of God, and that he desires us to live with him in heaven forever. When we see a crucifix, we're meant to be awe-inspired. It's meant to do something within us. Crucifixes are one of those things that we see so often and we can kind of look past them and not recognize what they are. But when we see them, we're meant to recognize the joy and the freedom that Christ brings us, but also the sacrifice that it took for us to have that freedom. And brothers and sisters, this is not a freedom that means we get to do whatever we want. And this is a common notion in our world today. We live in a free country. That means I should be able to do whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do it, no questions asked. But again, this is not the notion of freedom that Jesus died for. This is not the notion of freedom that Jesus talks about in our gospel. We're not free to choose what's right and wrong. We're not free to choose what's true and what's false. We're not free to choose what makes us happy. Jesus Christ is the only thing that can make us happy. We all have this desire for love. We all have this desire for communion. Ultimately, Jesus is the only answer to our desires. As St. Augustine puts it, our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee, O Lord. Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee. Nothing else can make us happy. Nothing else can fulfill us. And so when we hear this teaching in the gospel today where Jesus says, if you love your family more than me, you are not worthy of me. When we hear that, it's hard for us to hear that. It's a hard teaching because, of course, we love our families. We want to be close to them. And we recognize how much we love them. And it's hard for us to say at times, Jesus, I love you more than my family. That's a hard thing for us to say. But that's exactly what Jesus is calling us to do here today. He's calling us to put him above every other thing in our lives. And when we have a hard teaching in the gospel, this is always a moment where we can examine our lives. Hard teachings are always moments for self-examination in our lives, in our consciences. We don't change the teaching that we hear in the gospel. We don't change the hard teaching in order to fit the way that we want to live. No, just the opposite. We change the way that we're living in order to fit the words that Jesus gives us. We don't forget about them. We don't ignore them. We don't water them down or sugarcoat them. We take them as they are. Jesus spoke these words to us. He wouldn't have said them if he didn't want us to follow them. And so that means we must examine our lives. Are there things in our lives that we love more than Jesus? So I invite you to take a minute right now. Are there things in your life that you love more than Jesus? Take a moment later today. Take a moment these next few days, this whole week. Find those places where you're loving other things more than Jesus. Do you love your family more than Jesus Christ? Do you love fun or vacations more than Jesus Christ? Do you love hobbies or sports more than Jesus Christ? Do you love your work more than Jesus Christ? Is there some relationship in your life that you love more than Jesus Christ? And we're not perfect, right? All of us sin every day. All of us fall short every day. But the point is, we're meant to purify ourselves. We're meant to be growing closer to God every day. We're meant to be setting ourselves free from the things that we're enslaved to so that we can live in freedom, so that we can choose him above everything else in our lives. So today, brothers and sisters, as we receive the Eucharist, which is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, the Eucharist, which is a real participation in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross being made present for us, as we receive that into our hearts, let's ask Jesus today to reveal those places in our lives where we're not free. Ask Him to reveal those things in your life that you're still a slave to, that you love more than Him. And then ask Him for the courage to break free from that slavery and to be able to choose Him above all else so that you will be counted worthy of Him. And finally, brothers and sisters, I ask you to pray especially today for those who fight for our freedom and those who have fought for our freedom. Because our country and our world would certainly be a much different place without these brave souls. God bless you all, and God bless America.